We remember, as human beings, the wrong things about other people, the things they do wrong, the things that they do that are harmful, and forget about, easily, the good things that are in other people. The exact opposite is the case for ourselves. We forget about the wrong and bad things that we do and remember the good things that we do. So the person who makes this statement forgets that it's like playing baseball, and the batter in baseball, who only gets a hit three out of every 10 times, and is considered a success, one of the best players in the game, one of the best players to ever play. Yet he's wrong 7 other times. And he doesn't focus on those 7 times. He lives and breathes for the 3 times that he's right. And that's what people do who ignore the fact that they are wrong more often than they're right concerning knowing what's in somebody else's heart. Nobody knows that. We're wired differently. We think differently. Now, I don't believe these people do this intentionally, by the way. I just think it's the way it works. Look in 1 Samuel chapter 16. This is another reason why I don't believe that they're as right as they say they are. I believe Yahweh's word, not man, first. And here we see, and I won't read the entire passage, but you know here in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel is sent to find someone to replace Saul. And so he goes to, Yahweh sends him to Bethlehem, to Jesse. And he said, one of these sons is going to be who I want. Let me just read the beginning here. Now Yahweh said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I've selected a king for myself among his sons. Notice he selected this king for himself. You get the impression, and we know this was the case, Saul was selected for the people. Saul was a big, imposing man, head and shoulders, as it says, above everyone else. He knew that he would be an impressive king for the people. So Yahweh chose someone from a physical sense. But here he says he selected a king for himself. So then he goes, and Samuel did what he was supposed to do. So he, in verse 6, it says, when they entered, he looked at Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. He must have also been a pretty big guy. I mean, that's the first thing your impression that you have. He was an imposing figure, but that's not the one. And so then Yahweh said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance, in verse 7, or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Yahweh sees, Elohim sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks at the heart. This scripture alone isn't enough to say that he's the only one. But Yahweh looks at the heart. He knows what's really inside. Many times maybe better than we do. He looks at the heart truly. Look in 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings 8, verse 37. If there is a famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, locust or grasshopper, if their enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people, Israel, each knowing the affliction of his own heart and spreading his hands toward his house, then hear in heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and act and render to each one according to his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men. I mean, I don't care how certain we are about what someone has intended to do. There's only one who knows for sure, and that one is Yahweh. Can we be right sometimes? Absolutely. Should we ignore our inclinations and intuitive senses? No. But we have to acknowledge that we will not be right, I don't even believe, most of the time. And I believe for the person who's honest, if they kept a scorecard about all the times that they had intuitive senses or beliefs or whatever else, I believe they'd be like the baseball player who gets it 3 out of 10 times and is considered successful. And everybody else calls him successful. Or pick any sport that you want. Quarterback who hits 60% of his passes. He still doesn't get his target the other 40% of the time. And guess what? A part of that 60% is because the receiver has made some kind of adjustment to make it work. Basketball. A guy shoots 50% from the field. He's a great player. How many of those shots go in because they bounce a certain way and fall in? The point I'm making is we're not perfect. And we're not perfect in anything. And that includes any intuitive kind of senses that we have. Only Yahweh sees the heart. And remember where we started? That heart is inherently wicked and evil and deceitful. And if we allow ourselves, we deceive ourselves also in the process.